get to the order of today's message, amen? Let's go ahead and make sure I'm ready to go here. Let's look to the Lord with a word of prayer, amen? Father, thank you for this time that you've set aside for us to hear your word spoken to us. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your very presence. We are always reminded that where more than two are gathered in your name, you are present. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for being with us. Thank you for being with us today and every day. Lord, we just want to trust in you, trust in your word, trust in what is being spoken through the words and the power of the Holy Spirit. And we give you praise and we give you all thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This message is very, very timely because we've got a number of people in our lives that are just kind of going through it right now. They're going through ailments of some sort of strife, some sort of hardship, some sort of difficulty where there are trials involved. And I'm going to trust that this message speaks to that and helps you if you are one of those people. Now, my opening story is about a friend of mine that I have spent time with in person and mostly over the phone for the past several months. His name is Ray. He lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I have kept in touch with him at his request for weekly phone calls and updates. Now, just so you know, Ray was kind enough for me to give permission for me to allow him as an example in this message. We've talked through a number of issues that included a stressful job at Amazon and his pursuit of a job in Savannah working at a reputable aviation company, which would have required him to relocate to that area. Now, he's very gifted. He knows his stuff when it comes to airplane engineering. Very, very gifted in that area. But he's also shared with me a number of his personal challenges. One was a big ability, an inability to handle stress. Now, I don't want to go too fast about this because if stress in your life is prolonged, if you've got a prolonged life of stress, no matter where it comes from, it's debilitating physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and too much can kill you. Amen? Amen? It can kill you. So that's a big deal. Another challenge has been his bouts with anger. And a lot of that is anger that was from a childhood that didn't go very well for him. So he was angry about that. But I'm pleased to report that he has done much better with the anger issue and he's learning how to deal with the stress. But all of this has taken a toll on him going back to his childhood. Fast forward to today. His expectation to gain employment received a setback when he had a heart attack about 2 months ago. Now, it was a good thing that he was already in excellent physical condition. But after we had spoke about this, we agreed that his high level of stress had a significant role in his heart attack. It's now time for Ray to take better care of Ray. Instead of worrying about everybody else, it's time for him to take care of himself for a change. He's presently in rehab for the heart attack, and he's doing well, but he really wants to get back to work. But right now, he just can't. His life recovery is much greater than what he can do for himself right now. God is fully involved in his healing, and he knows this. But not before, long before his heart attack, Ray decided that he needed to turn his life back over to Jesus. Because sometimes life will make you think about where you are. And sometimes it's just about getting back with where you need to get started with, and that's Jesus Christ. So what we can see here is that even when you recognize that you need to focus on Jesus, tough things can and still will happen in your life. Tough things can still happen. As we all live in a fallen world, It's seldom a smooth process to get from the place where you are coming from to where you eventually want to be. For example, going through rehab on its own can be a very, very tough process. Can I get an amen for that? Anybody who's been in rehab? Rehab, you know, they try to work you to get through whatever is hurting you, and what usually happens, you wind up hurting anyway after that. But you have to do it. It's part of your healing process. Rehab, for example, can be very hard sometimes. And your mind and your body may be screaming at you to just stop or even give up. Well, you can't give up. You just can't. You can't give up. It is God's desire that you keep after it. He is on the journey with you. And He desires for you to draw upon His word, His strength, and His guidance. Turn your Bibles and electronic devices to Psalm chapter 16. Let's take a look at verses 7 and 8. Psalm 16, verses 7 and 8. Now, I'm going to give you a lot of verses today that are going to be very simplistic. Many of them you've seen before, many of you have heard before, but this is for you to be reminded that sometimes in these moments when you are scuffling or struggling, these verses can come to mind as you're going through it as a way of providing comfort. Here's one of them. Psalm 16, 7 and 8. This is the Christian Standard Bible version because I like the way it was represented here. I will bless the Lord who counsels me, even at night when my thoughts trouble me. I always let the Lord guide me because He is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Amen? Amen. Flip your Bibles now to Psalm 73 and let's look at verse 28. Psalm 73, verse 28. I love the New Living Translation because it is so readable and it's so relatable. And this passage is an example of that. Psalm 73, 28. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. Because it's not just about what you're going through, it's about sharing God's goodness as you're going through it, and speaking to others about God's goodness, and encouraging them, even though you're going through a tough time. Of course, that's an attitude and a mindset. But let's continue further. One of the best things that Ray is doing right now is literally saturating himself in God's Word. I mean, turning on an audio Bible at night in the bed and letting it play as it falls asleep. Just saturating himself with it. It's a great idea, actually. And he's reminded by God's Word that he would not be here without God's grace, His mercy, His healing power. Ray's healing is both physical and spiritual, and it is for the long haul. That's what you want, a Lord in your life who's with you for the long haul, amen? The long haul, not just for a short time, not just for a minute and a half, and not even just to get you a bad moment. The long haul. When you're going through a tough time, it requires steadfastness. Steadfastness. It requires action. it does require action on your part. It requires strength. Our true faith in Jesus Christ is not just for the short term, it's for the long haul. How do you get through the long haul? It requires perseverance. Perseverance. That's what this message is about today. Perseverance. Now let's define the word perseverance for greater clarity. It's a noun. Perseverance is a steady persistence in a course of action, a purpose, a state, especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. How many of you had to face difficulties? Amen? How many of you had to face obstacles? Amen? How many of you have been discouraged at some point in your life? Amen? Not as many hands for discouragement. Maybe that's just swatting at flies or something. I don't know. All of us have been discouraged at some point. Amen? Well, last week we talked about the importance of living a life of perseverance in overcoming obstacles. That's exactly what this is about today. We're doing that very thing. You probably don't need to look very far to find someone who is going through difficulty, and you may not even look anywhere. You might just look in the mirror. You might just be looking right at yourself. It's all the more reason that we must exercise perseverance as we go through the painstaking process of healing and recovery. Healing and recovery. Even in those moments where you're having a bad day, you're still going through a healing and a recovery. Amen? Even a bad day requires healing from the moment, from the stress, from the strain, from the strife, and there's a recovery in that. So it's the little things that we sometimes look at and even the big things, but don't discount the little things. They can be stressful too if we don't deal with them. Let's take a look now further and see what the Lord has to say about this. Please turn your Bibles now to James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, and then we're also going to read verse 12. But let's start with James 1, verses 2 through 4. James 1, starting at verse 2 through 4. Verse 2, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Now, you've heard this before, but let's continue. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And then verse 12, drop down to verse 12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. There is an end game here. Even in your trials, remaining steadfast, you're going for what? The prize. The prize. Please go to 1 Peter chapter 5, and let's look at verse 10. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. And this says it, the same thing as the previous passage, but in a little different way. But it's still about an end result that we're always striving for. And the end result sometimes is not what we want it to be, but it may very well be just a relationship where you have fellowship with the Lord. Look at what it says in verse 10, 1 Peter 5. And after you suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Perseverance is nothing less than standing firm in your faith in Jesus Christ, standing firm in your faith in Jesus. That's perfect perseverance. He is the focus that is necessary to persevere through whatever you are going through, whatever it is. Our refuge and strength comes from the presence of Jesus Christ. John 16:33 says, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen. Jesus is your pathway in perseverance to overcome the tribulations of the world. You know, we've got all kinds of things going on in this world today. I don't need to recount everything that's going on, but everyone can agree there's tribulation in this world right now. Amen? We can all agree to that. And there may be tribulation in your own household of some sort. Some of your family members. Are you praying for those family members in your life that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ? That should be a daily prayer. Perseverance requires focus in the midst of trials and tribulation. It requires action and effort in our physical bodies, but we have to rely upon Jesus to facilitate the healing of our minds and bodies. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the one who's healing us. Yes, we have to do the rehab work. Yes, we have to work out. Yes, we have to put forth effort. But Jesus is the healer. In virtually every instance, our perseverance means we have to wait on Jesus. Wait on Jesus. We're waiting on the Lord to give us what we need. Now, waiting is never a comfortable thing, because it is dependent on what? God's timing. God is the one who's in control of all the timing here. But take a look real quick at Psalm 27:14. Go to that. Because it's a reminder, and it gives emphasis of reminding us about God's timing and God's presence in the midst of what's going on. Psalm 27:14. And you may not like to wait, but Jesus says, if you really want to see me work in your life, you're going to have to wait. That's exactly what he's going to tell you here. Look what it says. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. We would all like to be healed immediately. Amen. Amen. We would love to be healed right now. You've already got your salvation if you believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. But you still got to go through stuff. Now, this thing about waiting on the Lord, it is not a passive activity. Like you're just sitting back and say, Lord, I'm waiting. Lord, I'm waiting. No, not a passive activity. It is highly active. It involves trusting that the Lord is giving us what we need as we persevere. What we need from moment to moment as we persevere. That's what we're looking for from Him. He tells us to be strong and courageous while we're waiting on Him. Where have we heard or seen this before? Go to Joshua 1. Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. And I'm also going to read verse 9, but let's start with 6 and 7. Joshua 1, verse 6. We'll start there. Now, we got to remember something about the people we read about in Scripture. They're human beings just like us. Joshua, yes, indeed, was assigned the responsibility of taking care of the Israelites after Moses left. He received that assignment. But Joshua is a human being just like you are. And Joshua was scared. He was fearful. And that's why God had to speak directly to him about his fear. Verse 6, Joshua 1. Be strong and courageous, for you will distribute the land I swore to their ancestors to give them as an inheritance. Above all, be strong and very courageous to observe carefully the whole instruction my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, so that you will have success wherever you go. And then drop down to verse 9. Haven't I commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now we can argue that Joshua was one of the mighty men of faith that we have in the Bible. He was still scared. He was still hesitant. He was still scuffling with this thing about being strong. And not only did God tell you in this one passage three times, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. As we wait, let's examine what our involvement in the waiting process really is. Because some of you might be scared. Some of you might be fearful. All of us need encouragement. All of us need to be encouraged to stay after it. Don't give up. Stay with it. Stay the course. Fight the fight. Jesus is with you. In using the word WAIT as an acronym, here is where we should keep our focus. You can write down, if you have your pads, the letters WAIT. And I'll give you the different phrases that fit that, those letters indeed. And this is going to help you as you're waiting on Jesus, as you're persevering. The W in WAIT is to be watchful. Watchful. You must keep your focus on Jesus and his word, because, quite simply, it's going to keep you out of trouble. Amen? It's going to keep you out of trouble. Be watchful. Matthew 26:41 says, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. When you're going through a trial, you are vulnerable. You're vulnerable. Things can happen to you because Satan is going to find ways to take advantage of that vulnerability. Perseverance must involve faith and trust in Jesus throughout the entire process. When you're hurting, you're vulnerable to Satan's attacks. Know your enemy and put on the full armor of God. Please go to Ephesians 6. And just as a reminder, we're going to look at these verses because, again, when you're going through it, open your Bibles. Open your Bible. This is what sustains you. Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10. We're going to look at verses 10 through 13. Ephesians 6, 10 to 13. This is the English Standard Version. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand firm. Now look at this laundry list of what we got up against us. the rulers, the authorities, the cosmic powers over the darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Sounds quite formidable, doesn't it? Guess what? You've got the armor of God in Jesus Christ. He can whoop them all. All you got to do is wear the armor and stand firm. Stand firm. No need to retreat. No need to quit. No need to give up. Stand firm. Standing firm in your faith is the essence of perseverance. The A in wait is to be attentive. Attentive. Proverbs 4, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs 4, verses 1 and 2. And we'll also read verse 4 as well. Proverbs 4, verse 1. Hear, O sons, a father's instruction, and be attentive, that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. He taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments, and live. Flip over to James 1, verses 19 and 20. James 1, verses 19 and 20. You need to be attentive to what's going on around you and pay attention to these things. James 1, verse 19. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. So what is this about being attentive to? The living word. The word of Jesus Christ. It's your refuge in difficulty, and it works as a repellent to any attacks or temptation that Satan throws your way. What do we talk about? Putting on some off, right? To do what? Repel those nasty mosquitoes. Well, God's word is a repellent that keeps Satan away. Stay awake. And pay attention to the presence of Jesus in your act of perseverance. So we've talked about making sure that we are being attentive, watchful and attentive. And now the I in wait is to inquire. Because one thing that we always wind up doing is asking questions. And that's okay to do that. When you're scuffling and looking for progress, you can readily call upon Jesus. Matthew 7, verses 7a says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. This is an ongoing process. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, what? You should ask God. If you're looking for insight, ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it'll be given to you. You ever notice how Jesus never criticizes you for asking him a question? That was a stupid question. You're never going to hear that from him. Always ask. Always seek. Always knock on the door. Our flesh will look for quick fixes and alternative methods as we go through our trials. Don't look for a quick fix, everybody. Quick fixes don't work. God's word reminds us to go directly to him for answers in prayer. And here's a verse I know you've all heard. Turn to Philippians 4. Let's look at verses 6 and 7. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. When you're going through a moment of anxiety, for example, this verse should be at your forefront, especially during anxious moments. Verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Then verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Make that a memory verse for those of you who suffer from anxiety. God keeps his promises. If you call on him, he's not going to refuse you. He's going to be there to help you persevere through those anxious moments. Your regular daily reading and meditation of God's Word is going to build you up while you ask him what you're going through. Because sometimes you're saying, Lord, why am I going through this? Lord, why am I going through this trial? Lord, have I done something to offend you? And you may have done nothing, but you just keep asking anyway. You keep asking those questions. As you wait for answers, it's his inherent nature to comfort you as you fellowship with him. So you may not have the answer right away, but just by asking him, he gives you comfort with his presence. The T in wait means to trust his word. Trust his word. Trust his word. Amen? Trust his word. God's word is truth, and he wants you even to go back to him in prayer as you reckon with your difficulty. And I know a lot of you, when you're going through a trial, become automatic experts in prayer. Amen? Experts. Praying hard. But that's what he wants. But trust in his word. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You probably know it, but sometimes we don't think about it in those moments when we're struggling. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And I have the NLT version here. Do not depend on your own understanding. Do not depend on your own understanding. Your own understanding is shrouded, honestly, in your trial. You can't sometimes see through it. So trust in the Lord. Verse 6, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Isn't it reassuring if you just seek in the Lord in all that you do because you're trusting in him and he'll give you the direction you need to take? Sometimes the direction is to go to another doctor. You may not like what one doctor said to you, but now you may need to go somewhere else and to get somebody else's advice. Get a second opinion. Get a third opinion. But that you have to trust as you're praying to God that he gives you that guidance. Psalm 28, verses 6 and 7. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. There's a certain contentment that God gives you as he responds to your calls. If you just trust in his word, he is faithful. I'm going to have you turn to Psalm 56:3. It's a very short verse, but it's a beautiful verse because it's something that we need to keep in mind as we go through fear and avoid confusion and try to cut through what's going on. Remember I said Joshua was fearful. He was afraid. He was. He's a human being. He had a huge responsibility. But what he did helped. Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Now, literally, sometimes your back's against the wall. What else have you got other than Jesus? Who else is there to help you in those moments? I'm very thankful for Ray's progress. He's come a long way, but he knows that there's still a long road ahead of him. And it's okay with it, because the Lord is moving right along with him. Please go to Isaiah 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. This may be a memory verse for some of you. If it's not a memory verse, make a commitment to learn this verse. Because this is, again, what we're referring to about being able to grab onto God's word. What did Jesus do when he was being tempted by Satan? What were his responses? He went to God's word. In every case, he went to God's word. That's what we need to remember here. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand. Amen. Amen. And amen. Be strong and courageous as you persevere in Jesus Christ. Father, I just thank you for your teaching, for your encouragement, for the words that you give to us. I thank you for your very presence today. I thank you for the lessons that we learn each day. Lord, all you ask us to do is to just to be attentive, to pay attention. And Lord, we want to hear you speak to us in those moments when we are uncertain or even fearful or need encouragement. Thank you for showing us the ability and the ways that we can persevere as we go through any type of trial, any type of situation. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. I thank you for your loving kindness. I thank you for your presence. Lord, bless us and keep us at this time, now, and in the future, no matter what we're going through. And help us be mindful to pray for others as well, too, who do not have a relationship with you. Lord, we just thank you and give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.